Vietnam War history buffs just got a gift this holiday season. Recently declassified recordings of telephone conversations between President Richard Nixon and Henry Kissinger. The world's Matthew Bell listened in and filed this report.
The influential Prussian military theorist Karl von Clausewitz wrote about war as an extension of politics. A century and a half later, these tape recordings support his theory. Here are some highlights from a conversation between Kissinger and Nixon from April 15, 1972. The National Security Advisor got on the phone to report back to his boss after meeting with a Soviet official. The subject of their conversation was the U.S. bombing campaign in North Vietnam. The sound quality of the tape isn't exactly high fidelity, but you can make out what they're saying.
I said, this miserable little country is not going to destroy two American presidents. And
we'll destroy this country first.
That's what I said.
Just to reiterate, Kissinger there tells Nixon that he gave the Soviet official the following message about U.S. policy in Vietnam. This miserable little country, Kissinger says, is not going to destroy two American presidents. Then Nixon chimes in, saying, we'll destroy this country first. At one point, Nixon asks about the progress of U.S. bombing raids being carried out, even as the men spoke.
Well, also, certainly our goddamn Air Force is still attacking, isn't it?
Our Air Force?
Well,
with 5 minutes strike into the north, they threw 400 sorties in the south.
Kissinger reports that American B-52s were flying hundreds of sorties and the weather was cooperating. He says the enemy couldn't see the planes that dropped 1 million pounds of bombs in one area alone. Kissinger tells Nixon that the North reported a body count of 10,000, but it was probably more like 15,000 in reality. Nixon sounds pleased with the news.
Well, I'll tell you, they're being punished. Heavy casualties.
They're being punished, Nixon says. Heavy casualties. Then he mutters, the bastards, under his breath. Tom Blanton is with the National Security Archive at George Washington University. It helped get these recordings declassified. What's illuminating about this particular conversation, Blanton says, is that it reveals how Nixon and Kissinger doggedly pursued a flawed strategy in Vietnam.
Nixon and Kissinger both thought they could settle the Vietnam War without dealing with Hanoi's direct concerns, but by bringing pressure either through Moscow or through Beijing. So here in this conversation, you got the president essentially talking about shock treatment for the Vietnamese, not really understanding that when Hanoi's defending its own country, they were willing to fight to the last man or woman.
Blanton says the conversation also shows how much domestic politics had an impact on the conduct of the war.
It's a remarkable sort of delusionary, I think, discussion, because they, both Nixon and Kissinger, say, oh, well, we're doing so much more than Lyndon Johnson ever did in terms of tonnage of bombs and numbers of planes and all that. But they kind of are trying to reassure each other, oh, but we're doing it with a strategy, and Johnson wasn't. The net effect was they never really understood what Hanoi's motivations were, and just using more or less brute force to try to push through a resolution that would still be more than a year away.
At one point, Kissinger says to Nixon, I bet you'll have had more bombers over Vietnam in one day than Johnson had in a month. Again, Nixon sounds pleased to hear that, and he refers to the bombing as a kind of shock treatment capable of cracking the enemy. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.
To find a link where you can listen to those recordings for yourself and a lot more as well, go to theworld.org.